100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:46.
Well, Robert Klein's assistant, Renee, was left on the cutting room floor, but his entire posse, including Renee, listening in now in Briarcliff and elsewhere, as we say good morning to Robert Klein.
Hello, Casey.
Hello, Robert Klein.
They sent me a screener of this movie, and I watched it last night, and it is absolutely hysterical and amazing. The funny thing is, I didn't realize you were Jewish.
I've talked about it enough. No, I am Episcopalian, but I like to go with that thing, you know, show business. It's easy to be Jewish in show business, you know.
So this is a big premiere for you this Friday night on Starz, but you're going to have a screening with Marshall
right.
Fine there to help do the Q&A afterwards. Is it weird to watch your life kind of in a 90-minute review?
Yes, pleasantly weird, though. I mean, I've seen myself on television and movies and everything for, you know, better part of 50 years, but this was different because of the comments of these very famous, great comedians. That was Marshall's idea to begin with. You heard them say so many times publicly that I was their inspiration, you know, Leno and Jon Stewart and Seinfeld, and so he got them to say it on camera, and we made a film. I mean, he made a film, and he made a good one, too. It is a little like being Huckleberry Finn. In other words, I'm still alive and still working and vital, but I can hear what my eulogy is. You know what I mean?
Oh, very funny.
While I'm still alive, you know.
Well, you know, I'm glad they made this because you are a big deal. It's the TV and the movies and the comedy and the Broadway, but you were the first to do the live HBO special, right? That was huge at the time.
Well, at the time, they didn't realize how huge it was. It was 1975. I did the first one ever. I think it's a sweet movie, and it's very funny because, you know, I live a funny life now in Briarcliff there at the Stop and Shop. Squeezing tomatoes, you know.
Well, that's the cool thing for our listeners. There's so much local flavor in this. It's just such a nice local slice of life.
It is. In the credits, we say in the credits, I asked the hardware store if he has any neckties. Up here, you know, in Westchester, I mean, I took, you know, Mr. Duffy, my mailman, and in fact, there are schoolgirls that were walking in Briarcliff that saw us filming. Suddenly, they're in the film, and Marshall Fine had to go find their parents after the fact to sign statements that they could be in the movie, and it was going home from school eating yogurt, and suddenly it became a very sweet little scene, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'm glad you're enjoying life in Westchester with great Hudson River views, I imagine.
I am, you know, but sunsets never fail, and the fresh air is beautiful, and I wish I could get a little better rye bread, but other than that, I can't really complain. Casey, Mike, thank you.
Robert Klein, we've got tickets?
Yeah, we do. A couple of tickets for tonight, the screening of Robert Klein Still Can't Stop His Leg, and a post-film discussion with director Marshall Fine, who you heard him reference, and legendary comedian Robert Klein himself will be there at the Picture House Regional Film Center in Pelham. It's at 7:30. The movie runs about an hour and a half, and then there'll be a Q&A. So if you can go tonight and get to see Robert Klein and Marshall Fine up close, be calling number 7 right now at 1-877-274-9483. Tonight at 7:30 in Pelham, we'll see you there.